chapter 35, applying the wouldn't it be nice if process. Most people have been trained to be objective, meaning that they look at the pluses and minuses, the pros and the cons, but in considering both sides of things, they also activate the contradictory vibrations which cause a hindering resistance to the allowing of what they desire. When you say, I want this thing to happen, but it hasn't happened yet, you're not only activating the vibration of your desire, you are also activating a vibration of the absence of your desire, so nothing changes for you. And often, even when you do not speak the second part of the sentence and you only say, I want this to happen, there is an unspoken vibration within you that continues to hold you in a state of not allowing your desire. But when you say, wouldn't it be nice if this desire would come to me, you achieve a different sort of expectation that is much less resistant in nature. The vibrational relativity between your desire and your belief is now much more in alignment. This wouldn't it be nice if process works best if your range on the emotional guidance scale is within the following. Say the high of number 4, like positive expectation and belief, or down to optimism, hopefulness, contentment, boredom, pessimism, down to frustration, irritation, impatience, overwhelmment, disappointment, doubt, worry, blame, all the way down to discouragement. So somewhere between positive expectation and discouragement. So here's an example. A home space situation. My home is a mess. It's so small and it has such inadequate storage that I don't have anywhere to put anything. And even when I do try to clean it up to get more organized, I just make a bigger mess than before. I feel frustration. I feel overwhelmed. Wouldn't it be nice if I could find a handy place to put some of our things? Wouldn't it be nice if I could get rid of some things we don't need and free up some more space? Wouldn't it be nice if we had an extra storage building in the backyard? Wouldn't it be nice if my husband would sell the old car, leaving us more garage space? Wouldn't it be nice if I could find a little time here and there to improve things? Wouldn't it be nice if a really organized person could come and help me or inspire me? Next is a home deterioration situation. I've lived in the same place for a long time and I'm tired of it. It doesn't meet our needs at all anymore, but we can't really afford to move. I even find myself looking for excuses to not be at home because I don't feel good when I'm there. I feel frustration, I feel irritation, I feel pessimism. Wouldn't it be nice if we could fix up the patio in the backyard? Wouldn't it be nice if we could find great new furniture for the living room at a bargain price? Wouldn't it be nice if we could get rid of the unneeded junk that's crowding our space? Wouldn't it be nice if we found a great new place to live that's in our affordable price range? Wouldn't it be nice if we could add a beautiful family room on the backside of the house? Wouldn't it be nice if we could paint inside and out with wonderful fresh new colors? And now, a neighbor's situation. I used to like this neighborhood, but then some people moved in next door, and they're just awful neighbors. Their dog uses our yard for a bathroom, and they have 3 or 4 junker cars parked in their driveway instead of on the street in front of the house. I'm embarrassed to have people over to visit. I feel blame. I feel discouraged. I feel anger. Wouldn't it be nice if those neighbors would move someplace else? Wouldn't it be nice if their dog found a bathroom he likes better? Wouldn't it be nice if their dog could respond to the power of my mind? Wouldn't it be nice if they were able to sell all those old cars? Wouldn't it be nice if I'm wrong about them and they're actually very nice to know? Wouldn't it be nice if I could get so involved in my own yard that I wouldn't notice theirs so much? Next, a home maintenance situation. Our house is costing us a fortune just to keep things working. It wasn't built very well to begin with, and now it's 10 years old and things are constantly breaking down. Every time I turn around, something else needs to be repaired. I feel frustration. I feel overwhelmed. I feel disappointed. I feel discouraged. Wouldn't it be nice if we could find a great repairman? Wouldn't it be nice if that was the last thing that would break for a while? Wouldn't it be nice if the things that we buy would last longer? Wouldn't it be nice if we could buy good quality things that would last longer? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just relax and accept that things are constantly coming and going? Wouldn't it be nice if our income would get bigger and bigger? And now an adult-child situation. I have an adult daughter who's always mad at me. No matter how much time I spend with her, it's never enough. When I am with her, she spends most of our time complaining about how we don't spend enough time together. I'm so busy, and I don't have much time to spend with her, but it's really not fun to be with her because of the way she feels. I feel guilty. I feel angry. I feel disappointed. Wouldn't it be nice if we could find a little more time to have fun together? Wouldn't it be nice if we could chat briefly every day and catch up on everything? Wouldn't it be nice if I could see her great smile more often? Wouldn't it be nice if her life was filled with things she loves to do? Wouldn't it be nice if her life felt full, rewarding, and wonderful to her? Wouldn't it be nice if we could always make each other feel great? And now, a marital situation. I still love my wife, but our relationship is nothing like it used to be. When we were first married, I couldn't wait to see her at the end of the day, and now, to be honest, I sort of dread going home. She complains a lot about so many different things, and I think she blames me for everything that isn't going the way she wants it to. I don't want to leave, but it's sure not fun staying either. I feel frustration. I feel blame. I feel irritation. Wouldn't it be nice if we could feel the way we did when we first met? Wouldn't it be nice if I just couldn't wait to get home to be with her? Wouldn't it be nice if she could find some things that she really loves to do? Wouldn't it be nice if we could both lighten up and have more fun? Wouldn't it be nice if she could just let go of the things that bother her? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just always be each other's best friend? And now a meddling parent situation. I haven't lived at home for over 10 years, but my mother still thinks that she needs to tell me what to do. So I avoid her because I don't like being bossed around. And then she gets mad, and that's even worse. But when we're together, she treats me like I don't know how to live my own life. I feel blame. I feel anger. Wouldn't it be nice if my mother could find a compelling new hobby? Wouldn't it be nice if one of her friends could inspire something different in her? Wouldn't it be nice if she could realize that I'm really a responsible person? Wouldn't it be nice if I didn't let her bother me so much? Wouldn't it be nice if I could just love her so much I wouldn't notice her meddling? Wouldn't it be nice if we only got together when we're both really happy? And now, a debt situation. Several credit card companies sent me cards that were already approved for credit. All I had to do was call the number to activate the cards, and they were ready for use. I bought several things that I'd needed until I'd used all the credit on the first card, and then I started using another card and another. Now, I have so much debt, I can't even pay the minimum payments that are due. I feel worried. I feel blame. I feel discouraged. I feel insecurity. I feel fear. Wouldn't it be nice if I were debt-free? Wouldn't it be nice if I could pay off my cards every month? Wouldn't it be nice if I could find lower interest rate cards? Wouldn't it be nice if I could pay them off and keep only a couple for convenience? Wouldn't it be nice if I could find a way to make some extra money? Wouldn't it be nice if a solution I hadn't considered would appear and solve my problem? Next, a strife and starvation situation. Our whole world is such a mess. There are so many wars, so much conflict, and so many people suffering. I don't understand why, when we have all this technology and so many resources, there are so many people who are still hungry. It seems like we should have figured things out better by now. I feel discouraged. I feel blame. I feel anger. Wouldn't it be nice if we could help each other more? Wouldn't it be nice if people could feel their own power? Wouldn't it be nice if our tax dollars could be used more productively? Wouldn't it be nice if everyone had enough to eat? Wouldn't it be nice if everyone could be happy? Wouldn't it be nice if we could respect each other's differences? And now a government situation. I'm very tired of the inefficiency of governmental bureaucracy. There are so many government requirements that you have to hire people whom you shouldn't even need just to fill out the bureaucratic forms. You can't even get the bureaucracy on the phone to personally answer a question. I've wasted so much of my time just trying to find out what I'm supposed to do so I can do it the way they want it the first time. We need a better bureaucratic system. I feel frustration. I feel overwhelmed. I feel blame. Wouldn't it be nice if we could devise a more efficient bureaucratic system? Wouldn't it be nice if I could hire someone who understands this, who could do it for me? Wouldn't it be nice if, through experience, they would find a better way? Wouldn't it be nice if new technology could help us out? Wouldn't it be nice if a whole new way of record keeping could be developed? Wouldn't it be nice if the solution were right around the corner? And now, government's financial deficit situation. Our government is so inefficient and ineffective. If it needs more money, it just arbitrarily takes it from us. There's no financial accountability. Money spent so foolishly, and then they complain there isn't enough for the things that really matter to us. What a mess. I don't know how anyone could ever straighten it out. I feel disappointment. I feel blame. I feel anger. Wouldn't it be nice if someone with a wonderful financial background and insight would show up? Wouldn't it be nice if the pendulum would swing in a more efficient direction? Wouldn't it be nice if I had so much money that it didn't matter to me how the money's spent? Wouldn't it be nice if we were all thriving financially? Wouldn't it be nice if everyone would do their part? Wouldn't it be nice if we could find some talented leaders with a new economic approach? As you move through your day, many different situations arise that cause the activation of a variety of vibrations within you. You feel good about some things, not so good about some other things, and some things you feel bad about. This wouldn't it be nice if process can help you feel better almost every time if you are willing to focus in a better feeling direction. Saying the words, wouldn't it be nice if, cues you up for an improved vibration and inspires deliberate focus. Saying these words also begins a positive activation even before you say the rest of the words that are related to the topic. If you will deliberately play this game as you drive or while you're standing in line or any time that your attention does not need to be on something else, the vibrational relativity between your desire and your beliefs on a myriad of subjects will improve, and desires that are being held out there for you in vibrational escrow will begin showing up in your experience. A consistent playing of this game will cause a gradual improvement in the vibrational relationship between where you are and where you want to be regarding every area of your life. This wouldn't it be nice if process is playfully, deceptively, and amazingly powerful.